Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am joined by the wonderful Sarah.
Hello.
Sarah, after you work out, well, I don't know about you, after I work out, which, you know, occasionally occurs, I feel very drained, and usually I am hungry, and then like 2 minutes later, I'm not hungry. Until like an hour later where I very much regret not eating.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm trying to think if I have any weirdness like that. I don't know if I've noticed anything. Huh. Usually I'm not hungry after I work out, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't work out hard enough.
Well, I don't know if I do either. It could just be that I'm kind of always hungry, or I'm working out and then thinking about the food that I think I can eat because I've worked it off. Apparently, which not really, just working out thinking that then I could eat like a whole pizza by myself.
Oh, and, wow.
You know, then afterwards I'm just hungry.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is after I work out, I have a bad post-workout recovery. Mm. Like I'm not eating immediately afterwards. I'm just kind of like laying on the floor, sweaty, like not, right. not really stretching as much as I should or probably drinking as much water as I should be.
Yeah.
But I just like to lay there and just kind of, you know, I don't know, pat myself on the back. That type of situation. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great. I'm good for like, you know, a week. But I want to say you should not be like me. Don't do that. Make sure you take care of yourself after you work out. And it's a good thing that you're listening to this show because we're going to talk about how to take care of yourself and how to recover after you work out, which is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And I don't think I pay attention enough to it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't think I am like completely horrible, but I'm not. I'm certainly not as good as I could be.
And I think that is really common because most people are thinking about like, oh, like getting to the gym and then the workout itself. I don't think many people consider what to do after you've worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important, you know, you should probably shower and whatnot, but other things also to do after you work out.
Right. I know a lot of people don't stretch. Ever,
yes,
really.
Yeah, that's very true. And it's really important to stretch.
Yeah.
And there are other
and
things.
It feels good.
Exactly.
You should stretch. I mean,
I really appreciate that as I get older. I realize how tight my muscles are.
Yeah. You know, I don't always want to. Like, I don't know why. It's always like, yeah, I don't feel like it. But then when I do it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that feels good.
Right. It's so much better. And it just, a lot of the tension that your body builds up, it's really good to stretch and sort of ease the tension. But I want to mention, I will be talking about some ways to recover after a workout. And then I also want to potentially, I don't know if bust some myths is the right word, especially because this is the wrong show for that.
Different show, people.
I do not have a beret and a mustache.
Oh.
I know. Oh, you've never noticed.
You look so much like the Mythbuster whose name I cannot think of off
right.
the top of my head.
But, with like the walrus mustache.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I look just like that.
Yep. Now you have an image, people.
Exactly how I look in real life.
Jamie, that's who he is.
Oh,
I was like,
yes.
It's not Adam. Who
no,
is it?
You're right. It is Jamie with the beret.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about like sort of myth busting. Ooh.
Myth busting is really hard to say.
It is. But I want to give you maybe some facts about some workout, post-workout myths you might have heard, particularly that drinking chocolate milk after working out is good for you. And then also a more recent one that I've heard, which involves drinking beer after working out, which really just sounds too good to be
that
true.
That seems like wishful thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to talk about some of that as well, and perhaps provide a little more background to those particular myths. So to start, before I get to the chocolate milk and the beer, which is the fun, rewarding part of your workout, I want to talk about the importance of recovery and rest, because really there are essential parts of any like strength or conditioning program or any kind of workout that you're doing. And I would say probably some coaches and trainers might argue it's just as important as the workout itself. And it needs to happen in order for your body to physically progress mm-hmm. and to stay like injury free and have like long term consistent training. And also you have to be able to recover in order to in your next workout really like go as hard as you can and just put your all into it. You have to make sure you're taking care of your body pre and post workout.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah, I really feel like it does. And I don't think about it enough.
Right.
Okay, on to our first best way to recover from a workout. The first one is that you should really try and schedule like down weeks and recovery workouts. So what that means is probably every like 3 to 5 weeks, try and plan a recovery week. Hmm. So you're not doing like your big, like if you're lifting weights, maybe not doing your big main super heavy lifting, maybe like perform half of that, like half your reps or something that you would normally do. Try and perform like less volume than what you would normally lift. And in general, just try and like if you're doing strength conditioning all the time, maybe try something else. Maybe try some cardio or, you know, like we were talking about how great stretching is, maybe try some yoga stretching and, you know, maybe working on your balance. Just not going like 100%.
That sounds perfectly reasonable, and I know for me, I'm such a creature of habit mm-hmm. that once I get into a routine, if I change it, then I get lazy. Like if I slow down, you know, I worry that I'd be like, oh no, I don't need to go back to what I was doing. I'm a terrible creature of habit in that way. That once I, you know, I can develop good habits usually, but if I get off course, it's very hard for me to get back on course. That's just me though. So don't follow my example.
I feel you. I think like I want to keep momentum going. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to convince myself to like stop. And then once I stop, I want to keep that momentum going.
Yes.
Of the more relaxed pace. But don't be like us. Make sure you take some time to recover. And then, of course, after you've had your recovery time, go back into it. And also, as I'm talking about this, a lot of these like suggestions are assuming that you're working out regularly and like more than like one time a week. So if you're like working out one time a week and then you decide, well, the time I work out next week for, you know, one Tuesday, I'll just not go as hard. Well,
right. That's
you've had a lot of recovery time between the last time you worked out. So this is if you're like,
do you have a camera in my gym? What are you talking about? Do you know?
I have the mirror workout
We talked about last week.
We're in the same mirror workout class.
Stop looking at me.
Which, you know, the more I think about, I think I'm more okay with the mirror workout. I would be all right with that. I don't have to leave my house, and I have a mirror.
Exactly.
A very, very expensive mirror.
Yes.
And people in a box that train me can watch me.
In a box?
What? They're just in a box training me.
The more
me.
You talk about this, the creepier it sounds.
Almost like CrossFit, right? The box?
Yeah.
Okay. With the recovery, it's really important to have recovery because that can help you, like, you know, recover from working out, and it'll help your muscles not be as tired. So that way, when you go back into the gym, you can be refreshed and energized. But to help you plan this recovery time, you really need to make sure that you're setting yourself up for that it's effective. You want to remember, and like maybe to motivate yourself to take a break, is that if you're breaking down your body when you're training, your energy stores will be depleted. And then, you know, muscles and tissue are broken down and your body will become fatigued. And so in order to reach full maximum potential, you have to give it time to recover, like how we all have to take time to sleep, things like that.
Right.
So you have to make sure you're doing the proper recovery time between really hard workout sessions. And also, like, really, you can't just do fatigue upon fatigue. It's kind of what I'm saying. You have to take time to recover. And so try and plan these recovery weeks so that you can, like, set yourself up for it mentally and just, like, schedule it in. Maybe you have to like change a class or something, you know,
right.
Like, go to a different workout class at the gym as opposed to your normal. And then make sure, of course, you go back to your normal.
Right.
It's very important. Okay, on to the next best way to recover from a workout. You want to make sure that not only are you setting up your like workout recovery, like your recovery workout session, but I want to kind of piggyback on that and say that you have to make sure you're having enough time between intense workout trainings. So maybe like 24 to 72 hours. If you're doing like really, really intense training, try and even get in just a short little break. Also, you can get delayed onset muscle soreness, which is DOMS for short, which is, I don't know, someone's name. But that can be a common sensation that is felt often after lifting weights. And a lot of times trainers can actually like want you to get to that because it's, you know, when you feel sore, when you feel like, oh, I've made such great progress, I've worked out so much. And that's when like your muscles can be tender. Potentially there can be stiffness or reduced joint range of motion. And when you that kind of happens, when you're training so hard to reach that muscle soreness, you need at least 24 hours after the training session to recover. So don't just immediately jump back in when your body's like super, super sore and worked out.
See, and I've heard the opposite. Like, get back in there if your muscles are sore. The best way to get them unsore, that, no, that's not the proper term, unsore, but to like loosen them up is to go back and do and work out again. So I don't know.
I wonder if that's like a mental, like, oh, like I'm, I don't know.
I don't know if that's true or if that's another myth, or but I have heard it.
I could see that. I mean, maybe the idea is if you're training right, you know, like before you go into the next workout, maybe you are stretching enough or something to not have it be a negative. I don't know. But I would generally suggest if you're super like over, like just maxed out, try and schedule time. Again, schedule your recovery workouts, but if you're going super hard, at least try and get like a 24 hour to 72 hour work, like workout break between the really tough workout and then another tough one, along with when you're scheduling your normal recovery workouts, which could be like a week.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back and keep talking about some other good ways to recover from a workout.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about how to best recover from a workout. This next little, I don't know, piece of advice, little tidbit that I want to share is one that I can kind of get behind. And that is it's important to get sleep.
Sleep is good.
Yes, very much so. We have just experienced daylight savings and I am missing sleep, especially in the morning when it's dark.
Yeah.
Not loving it.
You know, the older I get, the more daylight savings time seems to mess with me. Like, it feels like I just need a week to recover. Yes. It's only an hour, but it just feels weird.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, throws me off.
Yeah.
You know, someone this morning commented on the fact that I looked really tired because I couldn't stop yawning in the elevator. I'm like, well, you know what? You look tired. Or you're just a freak of nature for not being tired.
That's a well-meaning statement that never comes across right.
Never.
You look tired is never, even no matter how well-meaning you are in it, people are just going to be like, well, thanks.
Yeah. I left the elevator very quickly. I did not small talk. but again, it's important to get sleep. That's really what I'm trying to tell you about my story. you really want to try and develop a regular sleep routine where you go to bed at the same time each night and then probably you're waking up at the same time. That's the best way to feel refreshed. And I mean, as I was talking about with daylight savings, when that is messed up, I do not feel rested. Because even if I'm like, oh, if I go to bed later and then sleep in another like 2 hours, it might help. But usually I feel kind of off.
Mm-hmm.
And that can really affect your workout. So it's really important to get sleep and it helps your body recover after all of your hard working out. Also, to help you sleep, It's important to remove distractions, like lights that might be on in your room. Maybe like you have electronics that have lights. Like mm-hmm. when my computer's not turned off all the way, you know, like it has a flashing red light or whatever. And things like that. Like if you have screens that will turn on all the time, maybe just flip them over so you're not seeing it. You know, I'll kind of also distance yourself from like smartphones and a TV.
All that blue light. Not good for your sleep patterns.
It really is not. So you want to try and remove those things like from the room that you're sleeping in, or just put them, I don't know. If you don't want to like have your phone out of your room, you could just turn it off or.
What?
I know. I don't even do that. That's crazy talk.
Just crazy talk.
But you could like flip it. Some of them like flip it over so the screen goes like on my tabletop. So if I get a message, it's not just lighting up mm-hmm. and I'm not startled awake.
Yeah, because I use mine for the alarm.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I usually turn it over so it doesn't bug me.
Yeah, that's true. I do that. Also, you want to try for 8 hours of sleep, which is difficult. I know. Mm-hmm. But you can try. I believe in you. And you want to get that normalized schedule so that way it's easier for you to, you know, fall asleep, wake up, and you feel more refreshed. You'll be better for your workout. Trust me.
All the parents listening right now are like, you're right.
Oh, I know.
There's that study that just came out that said that parents don't get a decent night's sleep for the first 6 years of their kid's life. And so if you have multiple children, that's a lot of years of not normalized sleep.
Yeah.
But if you can get a routine, it's good.
Right. And also, if you're, you know, maybe not able to get the full 8 hours every night, you could schedule an afternoon power nap. You might want to try for like a power nap that is about 30 minutes, and that will really rejuvenate your body. Now, I want to note, I have said a power nap for 30 minutes. That is not like a full sleep for 2 hours.
Oh, man.
Which, I mean, for one, who has that amount of time? Right. I don't know during the day. But also, 30 minutes is enough. Your body will be rejuvenated and you'll be able to keep going. But it won't, you know, like leave you in that groggy state. But I know that napping is different for everyone. So.
Right. Not everybody can fall asleep quickly. So that kind of makes napping.
That's true. Difficult. That's true. But yes, if you feel like you need more sleep, an afternoon nap can be a really good thing. And a reason that sleeping is good, it has been shown that a lack of adequate sleep can decrease and reduce tolerance to training. It can alter your mood, increase perception of fatigue, and it can really negatively affect a lot of different parts of your body. A lot of the like physical mechanisms that are responsible for adapting to stress, not just stress like mentally, but also stress when your body is training. Mm. So it's really important to get sleep, not just for your mind, but also for your muscles and the other parts of your body. Also, hormone secretion during sleep is one of the most important factors influencing recovery. The purpose of sleep is to induce a state of recovery in the body. So it's super important that you sleep. Like, I mean, obviously we all know how much more refreshed you feel after a good night's sleep, but that's because while you're asleep, your body is recovering in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm.
So very important. Also, anabolic or muscle building hormone concentrations and activity, those all increase during sleep. While catabolic or muscle wasting hormone concentrations and activity decrease.
Ah, okay.
So I didn't know that, but the hormone change while you're sleeping is also very important. Apparently. Another reason why sleep is good.
Yeah. Sleep, good.
Yes, agreed. Very, very much agreed. Okay, I want to go on to another part of recovery, and I feel like we all kind of know this, but I don't think it's said enough. Make sure you stay hydrated.
Oh, I say that all the time. I tell everybody. I tell my husband. I tell our dogs.
Do they listen?
Well, I'm such a dork. You know, one of them will be drinking, and I'll be like, good job! You need hydration! I don't get out much, but yeah, I'm always telling people to hydrate.
It is super important. Like Sarah's dogs, it's important to stay hydrated. You can just remember that she's cheering you on to drink water.
I am.
And so will I. It's very important. Really, no excuses, honestly. Just have a water bottle. It's kind of like in vogue, you know? People like having reusable water bottles. It's cool now.
And if you have trouble, just set your alarm. Sometimes,
oh, yeah.
Sometimes, like in the morning, if I'm drinking a cup of coffee, I don't always remember to drink water. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm drinking that nice little cup of coffee.
Right.
So I'm a dork, and I just set my alarm for an hour and make sure that I drink water.
Yep.
And then I go back to my little coffee.
Yep. Nope, that's very important.
Yeah.
I think that can help. There are also apps that help you track how much water you're drinking every day. Very important. Also, when you're working out, you want to be mindful of your water loss because, I mean, I guess even when you're not working out, just from like sweating, like you're still losing water. So you have to consider that when you're taking in water, you're not, you know, you need to replenish your stores.
And
kind
if
of what
you,
I'm saying.
Use a gym and you like the sauna or the steam room or the hot tub afterwards, that's really great and can help with muscle soreness and, you know, all kinds of other things, but it dehydrates you a lot. So you, if you do any of those, then you have to hydrate even more.
Yes, that is very true. Very, very true. Especially like, oh man, the sauna. It can get you. We're not saying don't do it. Just make sure you're drinking water.
Yes.
Also, one source that I saw recommended roughly 1 liter of water for every 1,000 calories expended. So if you're keeping track while you're working out of how many calories you're expending and all of your activity, make sure you're taking in enough water for what you're putting out. Also, some of the important reasons to drink water is that dehydration can really reduce your performance potential. Also, it can delay your recovery process. So not only can it kind of make you worse while you're working out and your physical performance, it also can just delay all of the recovery that your muscles have to go through after you do your workout. So super important to drink water, particularly after you've worked out, to help your muscles recover. Yep. And also exercise and an increased metabolic rate can increase your body's need for water and also for electrolytes. So if you want to take in, like, I mean, obviously Gatorade, Powerade, things like that. Any aid except lemonade. But all very important to take in. Also, it has been suggested that the minimum amount of fluid intake per day for males is 3.7 liters a day and 2.7 liters a day for females. So if you want to keep track of those numbers. Sometimes people make like little marks on their water bottles to show how much they've had to drink in a day if you want to keep track.
Yeah, I keep track, but I don't do it by liters. I do it by gallon. That's just the way my brain works, apparently.
I feel like liters easier for me because I can't imagine drinking a gallon of water.
Oh, I drink... A gallon is 128 ounces, and I usually drink about 200.
Oh, wow.
So.
I should probably drink more water.
Well, we have just been talking about that.
Yeah, we have. I feel guilty about it now.
Yeah,
it's important. Okay, another important way to recover from a workout is make sure that you're getting enough nutrients. So particularly after working out, it's good to have a snack, but not just like, you know, I don't know, a Pop-Tart or something. I don't know what else.
Probably not.
I don't know if anyone's carrying that in a gym bag. Probably somewhere.
Someone.
Yeah. You know, in my old apartment, I used to walk out every morning and someone would always drop like a part of like a Pop-Tart or like one of those like toaster pastries like outside my door. And then one morning, I saw the person who dropped it, and they, like, tripped on the same crack.
Oh, no.
Or, like, got distracted because right when they would see the bus or something, and they would end up just dropping part of their breakfast.
Every
in the
day.
Same spot. I'm like, dude. Anyway, that person carried around a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
So it probably does happen. But you should be making sure you're taking in the correct nutrients. So roughly 50 grams of carbohydrates and 30 grams of protein. So not just sugar and carbs. Make sure you're taking in protein.
Yeah.
A well-balanced meal should be consumed roughly 2 hours post-workout to continue the recovery process. So you want to take in your snack after you're working out pretty soon after you finish, along with, you know, your water and whatnot. But then also make sure you're eating again after that, which, again, something that I don't do very well, but it's important.
Yes.
And I want to mention recovery time is really, it's important, but it really can't be done as effectively if you're not having proper nutrients, and that's what can help rebuild your muscles. And protein sources are required to build these muscle tissues and also to supply the building blocks of various cells, tissues, enzymes, hormones, all the things that are, you know, obviously super important in your body. And I'm not just saying, you know, only protein. Carbohydrates are important too. Carbs are the muscle's major source of energy. Therefore, eating carbohydrates is important to refuel your body's glycogen stores. It's not going to have to say Mythbusters again.
But you just did.
I know. And that took a lot of concentration.
I know.
I had to remind myself to not, trip on my mustache.
Sorry.
With my beret. Anyway. So make sure you're consuming enough nutrients, make sure you're consuming carbs and protein. And again, having a post-workout snack or maybe even like a protein shake or something, it's important shortly after you finish your workout. And again, make sure that you're eating snacks, but then also a meal shortly after, or like around 2 hours after you're working out. And along with water, of course.
Of course.
So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back and keep talking about workout recovery.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Health and Wellness Podcast. We are continuing to talk about recovering post-workout. Now, this is to the myth-busting part. Oh, that's so difficult. I was on the edge on that one. I could feel it. The lisp was coming. Ooh, okay. Again, I won't say that again until I have to, until I do. So the first thing I want to talk about is chocolate milk. I have heard for many, many years that chocolate milk is a good post-workout drink, that it will refuel you. You know, and whatnot.
I too have heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I suppose if you think about it, carbs and protein, on the surface, it sort of makes sense.
Right, I agree. And so that's why I was interested in looking into it, because I'm like, is this true? Like, not that I do that all the time, but, you know, occasionally I'm like, well, chocolate milk can't be that bad for you, right? Helps my muscles after having not worked out. But I do want to say I have found conflicting evidence for this. I've heard that it's good, and I think the people that told that to me were probably like 18-year-old boys, which probably contributes to that was my main source. But I want to talk about some of the claims that support this, and then a little bit of what doesn't necessarily support this. Okay, so apparently, chocolate milk, it does have double the carbohydrates and protein content of, you know, many other drinks. So it is good, apparently, for replenishing tired muscles. It's high in water content, which can replace the fluids that are lost in sweat and whatnot, helping to prevent dehydration. Also, it does have calcium, so that is a nutrient boost. And there's also some sodium and sugar. Things like that, which can help athletes after, you know, losing water and all while working out, and also can help you regain energy. And a drink like chocolate milk is, if you're going to drink it post-workout, it's really the most useful for like cyclists, swimmers, or long distance runners, like sports that are high endurance, you know, constant sustained movement.
Mm-hmm.
So I did see a study, according to a study by William Lunn, who is a exercise scientist at the University of Connecticut. His research, it involved 8 male runners in good physical shape who ate a balanced diet for 2 weeks. At the end of each week, they took a fast-paced 45-minute run. Following each run, the men drank either 16 ounces of fat-free chocolate milk or 16 ounces of a carbohydrate-only sport beverage with the same number of calories. Post-exercise muscle biopsies showed increased skeletal muscle protein synthesis, which is a sign that the muscles were better able to rebuild after drinking the milk, as opposed to those who only had the carb-only beverage. So there was a study that supported it, I will say.
Kind of a specific study.
Yeah.
Though. I mean, you know, a carb-only drink.
Yep.
I find that interesting that that's what they chose.
Yeah, I agree. Also, that's a small study. And it's males only. So sort of like what I found not supporting this was mostly people being skeptical about it.
Mm.
For example, the study is small, as I said, and a lot of the studies were supported by a grant from the National Dairy Council and National Fluid Milk Processors Promotion Board.
Hmm.
There's really a board and a council for literally everything.
Yes, there is.
So I kind of felt like from what I read that all of these findings should kind of be considered like preliminary, as they haven't undergone, at least the one that I mentioned earlier, hasn't undergone peer review process. So I think it's the myth has been around for a while, and I don't think you're like ruining your body if you drink chocolate milk after you work out.
Mm-hmm.
But take it with kind of a grain of salt. You're also taking in a bunch of sugar.
Yeah.
Particularly depending on what brand of chocolate milk you're drinking.
Yes.
So you really want to consider that. And I also found conflicting sources about what type of milk you should drink. Like some people said low fat, some said whole milk.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's just a debate about fats in general.
Yep.
But yeah, consider the sugar, the amount of sugar that you're taking in. And also consider that a lot of the stuff I saw kind of said a lot of this is just sponsored by like the National Dairy Council. Like the Got Milk commercials.
Yep.
So please be aware. Okay. Last thing I want to talk about, recovery beers. Weird thing. Weird
just the
thing.
Phrase recovery beer is hilarious.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a real thing. It sounds like, no. I don't know, like a mythical
sounds
creature.
Sounds like something that the frat boys made up to,
yeah,
you know.
The beer council, I'm sure.
Oh, probably that too.
Okay, so recovery beers, something I recently learned about. Apparently, they are brewed with sea salts, electrolytes, and other ingredients that are supposed to help you refuel. They first gained popularity around like hardcore athletes, things like that. Also endurance athletes, because I guess a lot of endurance athletes had been looking, you know, to celebrate with a beer at the finish line, at the end of whatever they were working out or preparing for. But a lot of beers, particularly in the craft beer section, have just gotten stronger and stronger in alcohol content. And so I guess a lot of athletes just found that like, it was kind of drinking beer after working out was taking a bigger toll on their tired bodies than they needed. I think a lot of that is contributing to like a lot of athletes wanted to participate in like the craft beer scene. But again, the alcohol content, it wasn't really worth it for them to drink a lot afterwards. Just, you know, the recovery time from the race and the drinking just didn't make them bounce back very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, I can imagine. Breweries created different types of beer to try and accommodate this. There is one brewery called, which I like, Sufferfest.
I was laughing at that myself.
They produce 5 kinds of wellness beer. All apparently are free of gluten, and the newest of which is the FKT, the fastest known time. It's a pale ale, obviously, because I feel like that's just what's in. and it has apparently as much electrolyte replenishing salt as a common sports drink. Also, Sufferfest was recently acquired by Sierra Nevada, so I guess they're doing well.
Hmm.
There's also the Boston-based beer company Zealous Beer. They launched 2015. They have like 6 different recovery beers. Also, Harpoon Brewery. They released a recovery beer called Rec League. Avery Brewing Co. in Colorado. And there are other ones out there, but I think the fact that I could find so many, like, you know, named in an article really shows that it's becoming a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's out on the scene.
I don't like beer enough to just drink it, let alone want to drink it as a recovery.
Yeah,
drink, but
that would really slow me down. But although these beers are loaded with salt and electrolytes and other sort of, you know, they can have different ingredients because craft beers always do. Apparently they just taste like beer. So they're not tasting like super salty or super strange. They're just meant to taste like beer, but supposedly be better for you.
Hmm.
Sports nutritionists are still kind of skeptical about recovery beers. Especially anything that you're just going to, you know, go out and have a pizza with afterwards may not be the most, necessarily the best for you. But I guess if you're going to go like, you know, celebrate after a race, probably going for a recovery beer as opposed to a regular one is a better choice.
Yeah, I think so.
In general. And low alcohol by volume beer with, you know, other carbs and electrolytes will probably just be a better option than other ones. It's not a replacement for real food or sports drinks or water. It's still beer.
It's still beer.
Yeah.
That's right.
It can contribute to post-workout carb needs, but the carb contribution is still fairly low. People generally need like between 30 to 90 grams of carbs like right after exercise, hence why we talked about the snacks. Recovery beers provide around 5 to 12 grams. So they're not really at as much as you need.
No, unless you drink, what, 12 of them or something?
Right, and then have other bad effects. Right. Not being able to run the next day. And the benefits of these recovery beers are often negated by the impact of the alcohol anyway. Because again, if you're drinking a bunch, you're not really helping yourself. So, I mean, you could drink a recovery beer. Am I saying it's going to like give you amazing strength and recovery? Not necessarily. But you could also just drink beer not meant to be like best workout recovery. You could just enjoy drinking the beer anyway. Which, again, if you're trying to do recovery after workout, maybe I wouldn't consider beer, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy it anyway. I don't know. I feel
just
like
don't kid yourself that you're using it for recovery. Right. You're just drinking a beer.
Right, exactly. I feel like it's interesting to think that you would go to beer anyway for like immediate recovery, but who am I to say? Clearly people have thought about it.
We're not here to judge. That's right.
Yeah. So whatever you need to recover, please do. Please make sure you stay hydrated no matter what, just in your daily life. And thank you all so much for listening. That brings us to the end of our episode. And please tune in to the next GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.